The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, this is Kitty. We're talking health. When I was thinking about what to chat about this week, I decided freedom would be a good subject to discuss. In recent times, freedom has not been the easiest of things to achieve. Indeed, it's been a downright challenge, it's fair to say. Freedom is a deep and meaningful word. In what ways are we free? Freedom is a word which brings to mind all kinds of thoughts. In the last few months, I've noticed the effects of my freedom to go out and about being restricted. I realised that this was necessary, don't get me wrong, but it's made me realise just how important freedom and liberty are to me personally. It's not just about being able to go out and travel about. It's about meeting people for lunch, going out for a coffee, linking with nature and the natural world, linking with other humans, essentially seeing the world in all its shapes and guises and brilliantness. It occurred to me just how much your health plays in the achievement of freedom. Being in lockdown and previously being unwell for a long time, some years ago now, and not being able to go out, are two times when my freedom to wander about has been curtailed. As I sat and thought about freedom, I found it brought me more questions than answers. Freedom is obviously a very personal thing, isn't it? How do you define freedom and what are your thoughts about it? Why is freedom important to you? And importantly, do you consider yourself to have freedom? How do you know you've got freedom? And importantly, how do you keep it? Does freedom need boundaries? Well, I believe it does. If we're to be free, so to speak, we mustn't act to limit others unduly. To me, it's about respecting your own freedom and respecting one another's freedom. Freedom is about being who you want to be. I find that freedom is rather a movable feast. Sometimes you see it from one perspective, then your mindset moves and you see things rather differently. In the context of lockdown, it really made me think. Not so much about my lack of freedom to do what I pleased, but that of others who on a daily basis face lack of freedom for many things in their lives, not just for a few months like lockdown, but for their lifetimes. If you think about freedom in a wider global sense, it's many things. Freedom from fear, freedom from want, freedom of religion and worship, freedom to express yourself, freedom to be autonomous, freedom to live without being harmed, abused, and to live in equality with others, freedom to be creative, and freedom to be happy. Freedom is also about enabling others to feel freedom too, in a way that they're comfortable with. It's also about finding opportunities and working with them to forge your life in a positive way. Freedom is about being yourself, making your own choices, being aware of your limitations and your potentials for making mistakes and being okay with that. Freedom is many things, isn't it? Such a wide breadth of ways that freedom can be described. So, why not have a think? A bit of reflection time to consider what your personal freedom means to you. Take a few minutes today, who knows where it'll take you. Freedom is different for everyone, and only you will know what your own personal freedom looks like and feels like. So only you will know as and when you've achieved it. Finally, here is a little quote from Carrie Jones, which I think sums up freedom nicely. The secret of happiness is freedom. The secret of freedom is courage. How nice is that? Thank you for listening today. Take care of yourselves.